Geek Radio Daily for Friday, February 29th. It only comes around every so often, and here we are.
Yes way, baby, right, y'all.
It's leap day for 2008. Looky there, making his triumphant return again. It's Billy Flynn.
Slovenian women go wild for Billy Flynn.
And why not?
I say. Bloody well right. I'm usually here, although that wasn't the case this week. I missed a day, too. But me, I'm just the vicar.
Talking to the vicar.
Hells yeah, Billy Flynn and the Vicar together again, boy. What's up, what's up, what's up?
Telling you, man, yesterday.
Woo-hoo. Oh, dude, you sounded like crap.
Oh, God, I felt like moldy ass, I believe, is what I felt like yesterday.
Damn, dude. Oh. Well, anyway, we're back and we're good to go here. Geek Radio Daily, all the geek without the wait, because that's what we deliver for you. It's Friday, so we're talking about new movie releases. We got news, we got mail, crazy talk, Billy.
But I guess what you want to do right now, talk some TV.
Let's do it. Sweet. Here's what's on the tube tonight, kids, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, all the geeks at sea. I guess we should wait. Are you planning on waiting for our usual finisher? Do you have our typical finishing
network
ready?
No, I do not.
All right, then we're going to start with Lifetime
Television.
For women. It's dancing. Yes, dancing with your folks.
What?
Lifetime tonight, new dance competition. The name comes from the Loggins and Messina song, Your Mama Don't Dance.
Oh,
that's the name of the new show. Okay,
wow.
10 dancers. They auditioned. Instead of dancing with the stars as they were expecting, they're dancing with their parents.
Okay.
I kid you not, how creepy effing Oedipal is that? But
well,
they are.
I guess it depends on how you spent your prom.
And they have to work together as a team. Listen, three judges and then a host guy.
Okay.
Never done that before.
No.
Okay. It's Ben Vereen.
Oh.
Chris Judd. And Vitamin C. And hosting, wait for it, Ian Ziering from 90210.
That's just fantastic. Tonight on CBS, it's The Price is Right, Million Dollar Spectacular.
Oh, you got to put your pinky up there when you do.
Million Dollar Spectacular
right.
With,
prime
time. Yeah, good stuff. So,
Monk on USA. I know I don't usually mention Monk, even though it's an okay show, but they're repeating the Sarah Silverman episode.
Oh,
we like Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
Tonight on the CW on WWE Friday Night SmackDown.
Brother.
The latest regarding the Floyd Mayweather versus Big Show match at WrestleMania.
Oh. Damn, I've been waiting to hear more about
that. Well, tonight's the night, baby.
Oh, hells yeah,
like
sir.
Rod Stewart said, tonight's the night.
That's what I'm talking about. AMC, an American movie classic,
yeah.
The Matrix.
Oh.
The only good one. Well, unless you count the Animatrix.
Hey.
Of the three films, there's only one good
if
one, and they're showing
the
it.
If you watched the Animatrix
I said it.
And played the video game, I have no problem with the trilogy.
Then it's a complete story, I guess. Anyway, that's on.
Tonight on BET, it's Glory, Matthew Broderick, Denzel Washington, you know, Civil War stuff. You're all about
Keanu should have been in that, too.
Yeah, whoa.
All right, Bravo. All right, listen, Bravo Channel tonight, I know, not the most masculine thing to watch at all, especially since the movie I'm recommending from 2004, Shall We Dance? Now, I'll grant you, it's a remake of an Asian film. Usually that's cool because there's monsters or kung fu involved.
Right.
Not so here. Here you have Richard Gere and Susan Sarandon. He's bored with his marriage and he's kind of out a little bit.
Dancing with Jennifer Lopez.
I like the movie,
pieces.
Damn it. I'm a big girl. I admit it. This movie made me cry. I love this movie.
Tonight,
so.
E! Entertainment Television finally answers the questions almost 3 months in. What is sexy?
What is
2008.
Sexy?
They
had to have time to find out, see?
Right.
TV Land continuing to not show old TV, but instead show, my phone is going off here.
I believe the Day of the Jackal followed by 3 days of the Condor is what you're going to say
gonna
there?
You're going to go with that? No, I'm not going to go with that. I'm
really?
Actually going to go with TV Land showing
TV Land. I'm
16
sorry.
Candles and then Say Anything, back-to-back.
Back.
Two
true.
Movies, back-to-back. It doesn't get any better than that.
On TV Land.
Right.
Tonight, if I'm watching anything, though, it's going to be on the FX channel where a lunatic embarks upon a campus murder spree by using old urban legends, and yes, the movie would be called Urban Legend.
Hey, Encore tonight is showing Striptease, and grant you can't see the good naughty bits,
but it's a good movie.
I like this.
That's
damn
a funny
movie,
as hell movie.
Ving Rhames, Burt Reynolds.
You ever cover yourself in Vaseline?
Feel it squishing between your toes.
That
movie makes me laugh,
it
man.
Does.
I think that's a good movie. You guys
very
can pick what you
underrated.
Want. I think it's a good movie. Sorry,
Vicarus,
I'll call
better
you
than,
back.
A hell of a lot better than Showgirls.
A hell of a lot better than Showgirls,
and better nudity
yeah.
than Showgirls.
So there we go. That's
not
what's
that
on the tube. That's what's on television tonight. Let's take a look at a little bit of mail, because we do like to get it.
Yes, we do. Love getting some.
All right, this is from Dave, by the way, over at firstshowing.net.
Oh, what's up,
talking
Dave?
About this week, I mentioned how horrific it is to sit through Dr. Zhivago. Well, I did mention that, and he says he and his wife rented it because it had Alec Guinness in it, and they like Alec Guinness. He's a movie nerd, but he definitely wanted to kill himself by the time he was halfway through. So good.
Considering
I thought it was
4 hours long, yeah.
I thought I was setting myself up for movie nerds to send some hate my way, but he agrees. Thank you. It's painful. Thank you. I agree. He says he doesn't mind a movie that takes its time to create a rich world, but there's a difference between that and a long movie, which is what this was. So there you go. That's from Dave.
Long movies that feel like long movies last a long time.
And from Valharic over there on the forums, by the way, to, and he calls us distinguished gentlemen.
Ooh,
huh?
Wow.
Most fun and excellent show. Thank you, Valharic. In appreciation, he sent a little gift.
Oh, did he?
That he thought the inner 10-year-olds in us will enjoy.
Oh.
He ordered it last evening, so we should see it from Amazon in about 4 or 5 days.
Does he say what it is, or is
no.
it a surprise?
However, he does say, try not to burn down Tappahannock with it. If such a place exists.
It's a ginormous magnifying glass?
I don't
mean
know.
If it exists.
People always question the existence of beautiful Tappahannock, Virginia, where we do our show.
I mean, the entire country really started through these tributaries.
Pretty
that we
much
have
right
here,
sir.
Yeah,
that's a good damn point.
I mean,
anyway.
You know, there's like, what, not even a block from us? There is a 400-year-old house, like, right over there.
Yeah,
you know?
Quite a few of them, actually, very near us. Anyway, all right. John Smith was here, for God's sake, in like 1608, thank you. Not a whole hell of a lot older than Tappahannock. Anyway, Valharic, thank you, and we're intrigued.
Very much so.
His PS. Yes, he says he was going to include the 6 AA batteries we'll need, but that was going to cost 22 additional bucks.
For to get 6 batteries?
Yeah, that should cost $8 at Walmart. So he went all cheap ass on us.
That's
sorry.
Fine. But
nevertheless, I'm intrigued, Valharic, from
batteries,
the forums.
And it could burn down the town. Wow. I have no idea what that means.
I have absolutely no idea. Not sure I want to know. By the way, if you want to write us, that's cool. We'd love to hear from you. podcast@geekradiodaily.com or Vicar or Billy Flynn. @geekradiodaily.com. We love to get mail. We'd still like to hear who the hell's listening in Chicago.
I'm not sure.
Because we're syndicated. We're on, what, 89.5, I guess,
5.
In Chicago.
In
that
Chicago.
Makes us syndicated, sir. And I want to know if anybody actually even listens to the damn thing in the Great
Especially
Windy City.
Especially if it's the Blues Brothers.
So let us know.
That would rock.
Oh, that would rock it out, would. Sir. All right, anyway, we're coming back. We're going to talk about movies. We've also got some general geek news right here, Geek Radio Daily.
In the fantasy audiobook Heart of the Hunter by Sam Chupp, a small mercenary company must guard a caravan traveling from the heart of civilization to the edge of the wild cold wastes. They aren't high and mighty wizards or powerful wealthy kings. They're just looking to do their job, survive, and get paid. Heart of the Hunter is available for free in podcast form at heartofthehunter.com. The song Epic Unease by Scott McCloud from Incompetech.com.
Geek Radio Daily for this here Friday, February 29th, 2008. The Friday edition means movies, Billy Flynn.
Yes,
so
indeed. There's stuff
it.
Out today.
Let's
Lots of them.
It.
Oh,
let's,
my goodness, the stuff that's out today.
I know.
Yeah. Oh.
Something for everybody, sir.
So where do you want to start?
Well, the Vicaress and I'm going to start with the chick movie. The
yes,
Vicaress and I tonight are going to see the other Boleyn girl,
oh.
the Edith Boleyn. A lot of
oh.
people don't know about
oh.
that one.
Oh, hello there, Henry. Don't mind me. Do you mind if I have a little more chicken?
That's just
I don't
wrong.
Know. The other Boleyn girl, it's based on a book. I haven't read it. Natalie Portman's in it. Scarlett Johansson is in it. And to my knowledge, not a nipple to be seen. This upsets
Aww.
Me, but I'm going anyway.
You're talking upsetting. Christina Ricci's got a new movie out today, and she's not naked. And
Damn
it's PG,
it.
So even if she is naked, you won't see it. It's
Damn it.
Penelope, I believe. Is the
oh,
name
is that the same as Penelope? Because that's
Penelope.
Out, too.
Penelope okay. is out today, too.
What's she
Penelope's
doing?
Gonna
What's
be
it about?
Good. Hour and a half, I believe.
Oh!
That's comedy, sir.
I understand she has a schnoz.
Yes.
She has the nose of a pig
but
in
hey,
this film.
That's fine. It's
okay.
still Christina Ricci.
I'm just wondering.
Okay.
I was curious as to... It's a
Sexually?
Modern fairy tale?
It's a modern fairy tale. Aw. And everyone learns about love. Aw. And
right.
about themselves.
City
Aww.
Of Men. This is the sequel to Children
of Men. Absolutely.
Okay.
You know.
City of Men. Two friends on the cusp of manhood.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Hey now.
Whoa now. Try to stay out of the way of warring gangs. It takes
Does
place
it
in
take
Brazil.
Place? Oh, I thought it was on Brute Geek
It's
Mountain.
In Portuguese with English subtitles.
Ah.
I'm not gonna see this film.
Okay.
I'm just gonna tell you right now that
Completely
that's
skip
not,
it.
Gonna, it's
you
not
know,
gonna happen.
After the last week or week and a half, whatever, I don't even know what day it is. Well, it's Friday, but I don't know where it is, but Semi-Pro is out today. It's
oh,
another
yeah!
Will Ferrell being absolutely stupid movie.
I'm there.
This time it's amateur basketball. The league that they are in is being incorporated by the NBA, and four teams get to make it to the NBA. So Will Ferrell is going to try to bring his team to the NBA.
Okay.
And it's old school, so it's short shorts.
What I was about to say, what I love about the look of this movie is that it's set. It's like what they pulled off with the Starsky and Hutch movie. It's this retro feel with the ridiculous clothes, the awesome 70s cars, the great hair. Dude, I'm there.
It is. It's just going to be too funny. I understand that Will Ferrell can get on your nerves a little bit. You know, as much as I love Talladega Nights, that really will grate on you after a while. But semi-pro.
But, oh, hell yeah.
You're not on fire, Ricky Bobby.
So, yes, I'm going to the movies. We're going to go see Other Boleyn Girl. I've got my parents actually coming into town this weekend.
And take them, too.
They're going to sit with me. Well, somebody's going to watch the kids.
Take the kids.
They're
going
to watch the Vickerlings while we go to see the Other Boleyn Girl.
Sweet.
So that's lovely.
All right, then, sir.
Okay, cool. So that's what's out new, right?
Right, so now we take a look at some geek news.
News
from a geeky point of view.
Geeky.
Exactly.
Well, let me do the first one
because
I want to segue in from movies. Right. New Iron Man trailer. Holy crap.
There was a hella huge commercial during Lost last night that showed quite a bit of stuff from Iron Man. But yeah, keep going.
Holy crap. The latest Iron Man trailer has debuted on MySpace of all places. Those who saw the Comic-Con footage last summer, you're going to see an awful lot of this footage. But there's a ton of stuff, sir, that I wasn't at Comic-Con. All I've seen so far was the other trailer that's been out for a while.
Right, right.
Dude, have you watched this?
I see, yes.
I have geek wood.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
Fully geek turd.
This is going to be everything that Spider-Man 3 should have been.
Oh, my God.
I said it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all. Go check it out. Holy crap. I'm sure it's everywhere by now. Holy crap!
Most definitely.
But MySpace is where the debut.
There it is. The RIAA, you know, finally got some money out of Napster and Kazaa and Bolt and all these places.
Bastards.
And now EMI, Universal Music, and Warner Music might be suing the RIAA, because while the RIAA has collected $400 million from all these sites because of all the file sharing, they have yet to pay any of the musical artists or record companies themselves.
Oh.
The RIAA has pocketed that cash so far.
We're sorry.
Claiming that, well, it's very difficult to figure out exactly which artists we need to pay. Mm-hmm. So we'll just hold on to that for you, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we'll they're not a bunch of smarmy pricks.
Sort of
no,
like Gen Con. You know, we're not sure which of those dollars are actually supposed to go to the charity, so we're just going to hold on to those for a little while. Got some bills
exactly.
we need to pay.
So there you go.
It's going to be all right.
So they'll probably be suing somebody else because they're getting sued now.
All right. Psy Entertainment. SCI Entertainment cancels 14 projects. This is from IGN.
No!
Following a turbulent year, SCI is cutting a quarter of its workforce, canceling 14 projects.
Oh, my goodness.
Senior managers stepped down in January following a Sunday Times article claiming that they would have to borrow $30 million just to see through the rest of the year. Its highest-profile launch, Tomb Raider Underworld, has been pushed back to at least an autumn release.
Wow.
Whether it's going to happen at all.
Oh.
They're opening acquisition bids, so, Billy Flynn.
That's fantastic.
We could take a cup of collection, sir.
We could.
Don't know which other projects have been canceled, so we'll see. And I don't know what's going to be the fate of Tomb Raider Underworld. We'll see.
Well, in the meantime, though, there is something that might be able to keep us all happy.
Oh?
That would be the new Morpig that's coming out. Wait for it. The Lego Universe Morpig.
Oh, no way.
Just try to wrap your head around that.
I hadn't heard that. That's crazy talk.
You know, absolutely. Apparently, Lego Universe, they want to, they've got an exclusive interview up at this site. What is it? Universe.lego.com. They're talking about it. And apparently, yes, they've got all the people in place and they're going to have
the Lego people,
the
that
Lego
is.
Morpig. Yeah. Now, the business executives for Lego, actually, could you take them apart?
I think if you go see them, you go to like meet with the executives from Lego and they're actually Lego people.
That would be,
I think so.
So they're going to call it Lego Universe. That's what it's going to be called.
Speaking of more pigs, from IGN also, the official Age of Conan Hyborian Adventures Forum. This is for the upcoming game. Forum recently announced that in order to get into the beta testing, you want to be an Age of Conan beta tester, Billy Flynn?
Of course I do.
Well, you need to submit your prayers.
What?
You need to submit your prayers to the game's fictional gods via its official boards.
Oh, by crumb, I will.
Anybody with a valid email address can get into beta, but seats in Hyboria currently limited, so only the best/funniest/most outstanding prayers will be chosen. Contest ends March 9th.
Don't laugh at my prayers.
At noon, Greenwich Mean Time. So you actually have to send your prayers to Crumb.
So well, have you been working on that, sir?
I just started thinking about it this morning. Yes,
okay.
Sir. But I kept getting distracted thinking about boobies.
Oh, well, you could pray for boobies.
There are new Cameron Diaz topless pics up on Flickr. And hello.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's always good then.
Need to post them on the forums, actually, or the link, anyway.
The link.
Because, you know, we do have the hottie appreciation link on the forums.
I saw that.
Over at
GeekRadioDaily.com. I haven't really posted, but I need to because
right, yes,
I'm falling
do.
Back. behind.
New Line, folded into Warner Brothers. This from IGN UK. After over 4 decades as an independently run movie studio, New Line Cinema has been folded into Time Warner.
What?
Will now operate as a business unit of Warner Brothers, likely focusing on smaller films as opposed to epics like the studio's Lord of the Rings franchise.
Well, see, pay Peter Jackson or else you get bought up.
Can you believe that?
Yes, yeah. I can. Yes, yep.
You got anything
jerks
else over there? We still got like a minute over
we
here.
We do have
so
a minute. Killer robots pose the latest military threat, says an expert. Killer robots could become the weapon of choice for militants. And Noel Sharkey, a professor of artificial intelligence and robotics at the University of Sheffield, said he believed that falling cost a realistic option for extremist groups. And what they're saying is because we're not that good with AI yet, that maybe, just like we've been warned for science fiction for the past 70 years, that maybe the robots will rise up and kill us all.
I just want pleasure bots. That's what I want.
All right.
Now I think we can finish up. Geek Radio Daily, kiddies, for Friday, February 29th, 2008, a production of Real Media Radio Networks, recorded at the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, towering high above the historic and very real, sir, Tappahannock, Virginia.
It does exist.
We mentioned the emails, podcast@vicar@billyflynn@geekradiodaily.com. Subscribe through iTunes and join those brand new forums, kids, at geekradiodaily.com.
You'll love them.
Word.
What have you done, Derek? Nothing! You've got nothing! Nothing!